It's Nina and Me with Laura Mvula.
Hi and welcome to Nina and Me, a celebration of the legendary Nina Simone. Over the next hour, I'll be playing some of my favourite songs from Nina's back catalogue. Let's start with this from 1965, I Put a Spell on You.
I put a spell on you. Yeah, I put a spell on you because you're mine. You're
I Put a Spell on You from the album of the same name. What an amazing song, which is possibly one of Nina's best known hits. It was originally released by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, which sounded a lot different to Nina's softer arrangement with added horns and strings. As a pianist and singer myself, I love the way she sounds so effortless in this record and how her voice seems to mould with the other instruments. That was from 1965, when her career was well and truly established. But here's something now from Nina's debut album, Little Girl Blue, recorded at a jazz club in New York in 1957. I think this really shows off Nina's skills as a pianist as well as a vocalist. Here's Love Me or Leave Me.
And let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. have you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. My love is your love. And there's no love for nobody else.
Love Me or Leave Me from Nina Simone's debut album, Little Girl Blue. The first time I discovered Nina Simone, I was 14 years old. I listened to her album on repeat, usually sitting on my windowsill, looking out at the garden. And I tried to imitate her piano playing. Nina was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman in North Carolina on the 21st of February, 1933. Her talent as a musician was evident early on, when she started playing piano by ear at the age of 3. When she was a little older, she studied classical music and developed a lifelong love of Johann Sebastian Bach, Chopin, Brahms, Beethoven, and Schubert. But Eunice's hopes for a career as a pioneering African-American classical pianist were dashed when a school in Philadelphia denied her admission. To the end, she herself would claim that racism was the reason she did not attend. While her original dream was unfulfilled, Eunice ended up with an incredible worldwide career as Nina Simone, almost by default. And here she is, in fine form.
Come on back home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you. Turned me off. Now you're the only one that can turn me back on. Ooh. The hi-fi's waiting for a new tune, and my glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here and turn me on.
Written by John D. Loudermilk, that was Turn Me On, which has been recorded by many artists over the years, including Norah Jones and Nellie Rutherford. What I love about listening to Nina is the way she can transport you away from wherever you are to a completely different time and place. It's quite magical. Time to play another live track for you now. This is taken from Nina Simone at Town Hall, an album recorded in New York in 1959, and a song that you don't hear too much on the radio. This is The Other Woman.
The other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's by your side, it's such a change from old routine. Herself to sleep. The other woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spare him a
Other Woman, taken from Nina's live album at Town Hall, a concert which also featured this very well-loved number, Summertime.
Thank you. Aisha Jabez, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby.
Summertime, such a wonderful song, an aria actually, composed by George Gershwin for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess, and a song which Nina Simone made her own. A song that she would no doubt have been performing in 1954 at the Midtown Bar and Grill on Pacific Avenue in Atlantic City, where Nina played and sang to earn a little extra money, and where word spread about this rather special performer. This is Laura Mvula, and you're listening to Nina and Me here on BBC Six Music.
Whether it's funk, folk, indie rock,
classical music,
soul,
electronica,
reggae and punk,
pop or alternative, on Friday we're celebrating it all in the inaugural BBC Music Day.
Six Music.
1pm Stuart McConey will be live from Hadrian's Wall of Sound, taking part in BBC Music's 73-mile music relay, joined by the Unthanks and British Sea Power. And then I'll be taking the party back to my home city of Liverpool, cranking open the trunk of funk and presenting On the Waterfront, the Craig Charles Fantasy Funk Band, featuring special guests Carlene Anderson, John Sorrell and Lisa Stansfield.
BBC Music Day.
Friday on Six Music.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. Put the rock right out. I can't hide you, the rock right out. I can't hide you, the rock right out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, Rock, what's the matter with you, Rock? Don't you see I need you, Rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling.
boiling around the sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the day. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying all on that day.
Cinnamon, one of Nina Simone's most famous songs, and she recorded her definitive version on the 1965 album Pastel Blues. This is Laura Mvula, and I'll be playing more of my favourite Nina Simone songs very shortly after the Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 1:30. I'm Catherine Cracknell. The head of NHS England is promising to clamp down on staffing agencies he says are ripping off the health service. Simon Stevens said it was difficult for individual hospitals to intervene, but the NHS would take collective action to stop overpayments to agency nurses. BBC News has been told that two UK banks, Barclays and Standard Chartered, have started internal reviews into whether their branches were used for corrupt payments made by FIFA officials. Both banks, alongside HSBC, were referred to in the FBI indictment of several senior FIFA officials last week. The former president of the European Commission has warned David Cameron it'll be hard to achieve the changes he wants as part of Britain's renegotiation of its EU membership. José Manuel Barroso told the BBC this morning that some proposed reforms would need a treaty change.
This treaty, as you know, was approved, ratified by all the countries, including Britain. If now Britain wants to change it, it's going to be more complex because it requires all the other countries that also have their own parliaments and their own sensitivities to change that part of the treaty, that article in the treaty.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry's broken his leg and is in hospital in Switzerland. He came off his bike in the Alps. A victory parade's been taking place in North London for the FA Cup winners Arsenal. They beat Aston Villa at Wembley yesterday 4-0. Our correspondent Daniel Bircher went to soak up the atmosphere in Islington.
If the rain, the drizzle, the grey skies were a bit of a problem
earlier on. No one seems to have let that dampen the mood here. People chanting, cheering, singing all the way up and down this street. And we saw similar scenes at the Emirates Stadium as well when they left.
Cricket and England and New Zealand were tied going into their second innings after the home side were bowled out for 350 on day three at Headingley. That's Six Music News. The next update is at 2:30.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six Music.
This is Laura Mvula and you're listening to Nina and Me, a selection of my favourite Nina Simone songs, just like this one.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall, and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I said I would. Of course I have. Well, maybe except when I hear your name, someone's life that's just the same. I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I. To think my aching heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, 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 it's best that I stick to my tune. I said that I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring, but then I should never ever think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
I get along without you very well, except sometimes. A most beautiful song written by Hoagy Carmichael in 1939. That version was taken from the 1969 album Nina Simone and Piano. 10 songs of just that, Nina's voice and Nina's piano. I love the way Nina holds notes in this song, her velvet tones, her voice like butter melting in a pan. The album was critically acclaimed but sold badly, and this was in part due to the success of her previous surprise hit single, Ain't Got No, I Got Life, raising expectations which the concept-driven piano album could not deliver. You might argue that her work is even more well-known and powerful now than it was when it was being showcased when she was alive. That's what's so incredibly powerful about her. Her story, her songs, they have new life forces. People are still singing her music today. People are sampling her music. People are imitating her prowess, her style.
No money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name, ain't got no got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile, I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul.
Ain't Got No, I Got Life, from the brilliant Nina Simone, which featured on her album Nuff Said in 1968. You may remember in 2006, Groovefinder did a remix of her song which charted at number 30 in the UK and remained on the charts for 16 weeks. Let's go back to 1964 now.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. If I
my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. I try so hard, so please don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, a song written for Nina Simone by Benny Benjamin, Gloria Caldwell, and Sol Marcus. She released it in 1965, but it failed to chart. This is Laura Mvula, and I'll have more from the Nina Simone back catalogue coming up on BBC Six Music after this.
I get excited when I hear a piece of music which suggests that there might be some big new movement around the corner.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
My new show is from 9 till midnight on Friday nights. I do work really, really hard to find these records. I care so, so much. It just might not always sound that way. I guess some of the records might be a bit dark and a bit weird. Refreshing. Exciting, a little abrasive, noisy, slightly terrifying. It does get sexy, actually, I have to say that occasionally. It's got a sexy show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Available now at the Six Music website.
I left a note on his dresser, in my old wedding ring, with these few goodbye words. Can I sing goodbye, oh sleepy head? I'm packing you in like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me. I'll get up. For me.
Don't Smoke in Bed, another song from Nina's 1958 album Little Girl Blue. This was one of the first songs that I ever heard of Nina Simone. When I was a teenager, I used to sit in my room and listen to it, often when it was raining. Nina Simone is so important for women in music. She was the first songstress. When I think of Nina Simone, I think about power, beauty, grace. She displayed all of these characteristics. She had all of these elements in who she was as an artist, as a singer, and as a songwriter, as a performer. She sings with such passion and sorrow. It's actually quite heartbreaking. Moving on now to something a little more up-tempo, it would be impossible for me to devote a show to Nina Simone and not play this.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a boat. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new
It has to be one of her best, Feeling Good, from 1965. Originally written for the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, by Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, it was first performed on stage in 1964 by Cy Grant. Nina Simone recorded the song for her album I Put a Spell on You, and it became a standard. Since then, it's been covered by many artists, including Michael Bublé, George Michael, and Eels. That song really showcases her voice. And now here's a great bit of piano.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. every man should be free.
A very important song in music history and in Nina's career. The song served as an anthem for the civil rights movement in the 60s. Written by Billy Taylor and Dick Dallas, Nina featured it on her Silken Soul album. Billy Taylor's 1967 instrumental take was later used as the theme music for the film programme series on BBC television. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my tribute to the late great Nina Simone and the songs that I've been playing here on Six Music. There's so much music out there today. But I believe so much of it we owe to Nina's legacy. I think we're to go on nodding to who she was. Her music lives on, and that's why I think it's so important to keep talking about Nina and to keep listening to her amazing songs. I don't think we can talk about Nina enough. I wanted an excuse to listen more to her music and to read more and learn more about her life. So I think it's always important to keep talking about Nina and to celebrate her work and who she was. Thanks to my producer, Joe Haddo, and thank you so much for listening. I'm going to finish with a song composed by the lady herself, a track that showcases her incredible voice and musicianship so well. I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl.
I want a little sugar in my boat. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.